Hi, this is Donald Trump, and I'm here with my friend Taylor Swift.
And I'm not your friend Donald, but hi, guys, it's Taylor.
There's very little Taylor and I agree on.
Very little? Try nothing. Nothing at all. Oh, my God.
But we both enjoy listening to Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com.
Okay, you're right. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com is the best way to end a full day of being the queen.
Hey, Taylor, maybe you can help me. I thought if this president thing didn't work out, I could be a rap star.
You have got to be kidding me. Oh, my God, no.
Seriously, I've been practicing. Check out these beats.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been brassing and laughing so long that even my mother thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk. I really hate the truth, but I gotta look. As they cope, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of cheater, little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light.
What do you think, Taylor? Can I be your opening act on the next tour?
I can't imagine anything more humiliating, Don. The answer is no.
Will any rap star give me a chance? I got rhymes I'm dying to spread.
Hey, Don, it's Kanye.
Kanye, buddy, help a president out, yo.
OMG, this loser again.
Don't worry, Donnie, I'll get you hooked up and you'll be a star. We don't need no Taylor.
You two should get a room.
Go away, Taylor. I'm going with Kanye to get some gold chains. Word up, no cap, bye.
Can we start the show, please? Pretty please. And get me out of here.
Celebrity voices impersonated.
Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach. No Ziggy today, though.
Ziggy free!
Yeah, coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on this show. If you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. Across the table is Coach. How's it going, dude?
What's up? What's up?
And, boy, what don't we have to talk about today?
Well, we don't have Ziggy.
Well, yeah, no Ziggy. He's out. Something with the day job, right?
Yeah, you know what I think?
No, actually, I think Taylor Swift came out with a new puzzle, and he's trying to put it together.
Yeah, there was a magazine I saw at the store last night, something about a Taylor Swift puzzle magazine. I don't know. What is your idea?
I think he's making the pilgrimage to the Superdome to go watch her show front row.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That might be it.
Yeah, and he just didn't want to tell us.
Or he could be at a dad joke convention learning some new jokes, because that's his... Yeah. So we're not going to have any Ziggy's riffs
today.
That's
his thing.
Yeah.
I think he really is secretly Taylor's number one fan.
That could be a thing. We should...
He's a closet Taylor number one fan.
I thought Scott was.
New.
Well, he did have those Taylor posters all over his office.
That's true. That's very true.
For an extended period of time.
And rumor has it...
Actually, there's still one there.
There's still one there, yeah.
That's true.
He hasn't found it yet.
If I snap my fingers, you will both forget that you're in love with Taylor Swift.
Wait, I never was.
Exactly. Sure.
All right, we have Nevada U volleyball players. They're refusing to play against a tranny at SJSU, but the school is like, nah, you didn't talk to us about that. Trump at McDonald's over the weekend. The left is really melting down. I've got two opinion pieces here we can talk about. One that says he just cooked Kamala's campaign. The other that says this is his version of Dukakis in the tank. We've got a... J.D. Vance versus Kamala when an audience member or members at one of their rallies shouts, "Jesus is king." J.D. Vance agrees. Kamala's like, "You're at the wrong rally." Diddy trial set for 2025. We can talk about whether or not he'll live that long. And then Governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania, still mad that Kamala didn't select him as vice president. He's now upset with Elon for giving away some money and wants... law enforcement to get involved. He's probably just upset that Elon's not giving that money out as a loan with a high interest rate.
Well, he wants the money.
You're going to let that one go?
There's certain things I don't touch.
We usually start with a crazy on the way, things that happen to us that are interesting or funny, either on the way here in the morning or in the days leading up. Who's going to start?
Well, I had to move some stuff up to the family cabin.
Okay.
So I took a little trip up there and brought my computer and one of my buddies, actually Coach right here. And we moved the stuff, and then the next morning we got up and drove home.
Okay.
The question is, where's the computer?
Oh.
It's still at the cabin.
Ah.
So okay. I've been having to function computerless. It's really
so you have
very
to,
difficult.
You have to live like the old way.
Yeah, it, and
when we were growing up without these
things. The old way with the iPad.
Yeah, well, I'm having to use my smartphone and my iPad. I've made all these negative, disparaging remarks about dumb phones, and
mm-hmm.
and then I've had some days where I just left it and didn't use it, and how great that was. I have the opposite policy with a computer. I don't know if I can function anymore without a computer.
Well, you do a lot of your work on that machine too, right?
Oh, most all of it, everything yeah. mm-hmm. on the laptop, and it's like when that's gone, I didn't realize there was something that I like more than my phone is my computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. So I got to figure out how to get back to the cabin just to get my computer.
3 hours each way, right?
Yeah, 3 hours each way. It's a 6-hour round trip. So I have a dual crazy on the way that goes with that trip because I borrowed this trailer to move the stuff, and the trailer has a hitch mm-hmm. with the latch, and the latch has a safety pin. Well, I go to pick up this trailer from a friend of mine, and there's no safety pin. So I thought, well, I'll go pick one up. So I go down to the local Lowe's Hardware. This is not a commercial for them, by the way. And so I get this pin, and it's got this little locking mechanism. And I thought, oh, this is great. Now it locks, and this is wonderful. He's going to have a new pin for his trailer when I'm done using it. So I go out in front of the house and where the car and the trailer are parked, and I go to put this pin in, and I look down, and the storm drain is right there. I'm up just off the sidewalk, and I'm looking at it going, you know, this massive storm drain with all these little slots and things, that's a perfect place to drop this little lock. It'd fit through there, and maybe I shouldn't do this right here because I'm going to drop it, and it's going to go down the drain. I thought, no, I'm not that stupid.
Okay.
I haven't used that
Let's
word.
Go.
I don't think I've ever used that word. Anyways, not 5 seconds later, the thing slips, boom, out of my hand, hits my foot, down the drain.
How much did it cost you at Lowe's to get that piece of equipment?
I think it was $9.
So and literally $9 down the drain.
Well, now I got to decide. No, do I no, pull no, the drain? No, do I no, go get like a crowbar and stuff and try to pull a drain and get down way down there and try to find this dinky little lock thing? And
for $9?
I've done that before.
Did you get a magnet?
Because my wife dropped her phone down the drain one time. Anyways, last time I did that, that was no fun. A ladder and a magnet. And no, I'm not doing any of that stuff. So I just drove back to Lowe's and
bought another one.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's $9.
So I paid $18 for a $9
pin. Gas to go in to and from.
It's the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's more than that.
Mostly the hit to the ego.
Yeah.
That I'm that guy. You know, just make stupid mistakes and cost myself time and money. And I knew it too. I predicted it in my head.
Yeah,
I shouldn't this here.
And how come you didn't do
self-fulfilling prophecies?
How come you didn't cover it right away?
Because I did that whole pride thing. I was like, nah, it's just only take a couple seconds. I know I can do this. Mm-hmm. I'll be fine. So I'm not moving anything to the cabin anymore.
Okay.
It just goes wrong. In fact, what I'm afraid of is there's a third thing coming because they always come in threes. And mm-hmm. I've only had two. I forgot the computer and I lost the lock. I'm scared at what number three is going to be.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's true.
So I'm feeling a mite bit crazy.
Okay.
On the way today.
It was a fun trip. Cabin's nice. We did make it there and back alive.
Mm-hmm.
He drives the Suburban with the trailer just like he drives his
sports car.
Yeah.
Sports car.
So all over the place. And
he's one of those people that he doesn't believe that there should be any distance between you and the car in front of him.
Oh, okay.
At all.
You got to send a message. You're in the way. Move out of the way.
And he's way too trusting. Yeah.
So remember when we did that list of 16 things people are annoyed at that?
Yeah,
and
that
the number
wanted.
One was driving slow in the fast lane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand.
Just gotta send a message to those people.
Yeah, he does that really well. Unless you're in the passenger seat.
Right.
I don't have Mario Kart anymore. I don't have a gaming system to play
he
that
does.
Anymore. So
he
I
does.
Just
every
I just
time
do it live
he gets behind the wheel, it's Mario Kart every time.
I'm a Luigi.
I'm like, really?
What about you, Coach? Any crazy incidents for you?
Well, you know, it's funny that he said he wasn't doing a commercial for Lowe's. So our refrigerator died.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing an anti-commercial for Lowe's.
Okay.
I'm exercising my rights.
Hate speech?
Hate speech.
There we go.
Told my wife, well, you know, whatever you want. She went to Lowe's. I get home. All the groceries, everything in the refrigerator and the freezer is still on the counter. I'm like, where's the refrigerator? And then she's like, well, I saw the truck out front. I came in. I had a couple more things in the refrigerator. I went to get them out of the refrigerator, make sure it was all squared away and that the way was clear. And I go back out, and they're driving away.
And no patience.
So she calls, and they say, sorry, we're on to the next one. Bye.
Wait a minute. You were home when they showed up.
I wasn't. She was.
She was. Yes. Okay.
Someone was home.
She was there.
So before
she saw the truck pull up and said, oh, there's two more things in the refrigerator I forgot to pull out, and I just want to make sure the way is clear from the front door to the refrigerator.
And she has a few seconds before they ring the doorbell, right?
So she goes, takes these two things out of the refrigerator, way's clear, goes back, goes to the front window, and they're driving away.
Wow.
So I get home. I'm like, where's the refrigerator? Mm-hmm. Everything's still all over the counters.
Right.
And she's like, she's really rattled. She goes, I've been on the phone with them. I called as soon as they drove away. They said, sorry, we're on the next delivery. Goodbye. Call somebody who cares. Call the shop. Call, you know, whatever. So Lowe's separate company that does their deliveries, you know, and I can't understand anybody I'm speaking to. And literally, I'm sorry. I have to repeat that. Don't understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it really was, you're out of luck. And yes, we do deliveries on Sunday. Yes, we missed your delivery on Saturday, but you weren't scheduled for today, so it's tomorrow. I said, when tomorrow? Probably after 5. Probably after 5? Well, we're not sure. Finally, I was just like, you know what? I'm American. I can exercise my right not to give you my money. So mm-hmm. I just canceled the order. I'm getting it from Best Buy. So now I got to wait a couple extra days.
No, they said you couldn't cancel it. Over the phone with
them. Oh, no. They said you had to. In fact, we were in our post game today when the guy pulled up, and I talked to him on my Ring doorbell and said, nope, sorry, take it away. Okay. And he just walks away. Yeah, I'm not going to buy. I'm not going to give my money, my hard-earned money, to you. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I'll, you know what?
And meanwhile, all of his food's going bad.
No. Well, I mean, the refrigerator, it kind of works. But it kind of works.
You ruined the cheese, Doug.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah, very much so.
Incredible.
So I'm getting gas the other day, and I have a truck in front
you
of me.
You had gas
and,
the other day?
No, gas in my car so I can go to work. So I'm
petrol.
I'm at the gas station. I've got a truck in front of me and a truck behind me. So I fill up. I'm done. I've just got to wait for everybody to go because I can't back up. I can't go forward. The knucklehead in front of me is taking his sweet time, moving very slowly. Puts, you know, hooks up the pump, and it's like, okay, he's going to leave. Doesn't leave, goes into his truck, takes some things out, puts it in the trash, goes back to the cabin, futzes around some more. Meanwhile, it's me and it's the guy behind me waiting for him to go so I can go so the other guy behind me can get to the pump finally. And this other cat throws some things away, goes back to his cabin.
Cabin?
The cabin of the truck. So
you mean the cab of the
or the
truck?
Cab, whatever. The part where the steering wheel is, all right? He's futzing around in there, and then he's got to go inside to the store to buy cigarettes or something. By that point, the guy behind me has given up. He's pulled away and moved. So it's like, okay, I'm going to have to back up and drive away too. And I think he was deliberately taking his time, taking longer, just to annoy the people waiting for him to leave. Because that's what I would have done if I was in his position.
Cruel and unusual punishment.
You could have done all that work to put your car in reverse and backed up sooner than that.
No, there was someone behind me.
Well, Well, they could have backed up.
But they didn't back up. They didn't back up until they realized the dude was taking his sweet time and going in to buy cigarettes or whatever. And then they said, well, we're out of here. And then that finally opened up the space behind me. And off we went. We'll be right back.
On thermometers, 2,000 surrounding us, travel 2,000 kilometers to hang out with us. What's up, Dan?
Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. No Ziggy today, just the three of us. And
what's up, Danger?
Coming back with Black Way and Black Caviar. What's up, Danger, from one of the Spider-Man movies. And this has become one of Scott's favorite songs or something.
Yeah, 200 miles an hour with my blindfold on.
All right.
That seems like...
I could just listen
cultural
to
cultural appropriation of some sort, doesn't it?
Sounds like it. Yeah. All right.
I like Danger.
Well, the way you drive, I can see why.
Being on a podcast with you guys is Danger.
All right. University of Nevada, the women's volleyball team, has held a vote among players. They have decided to forfeit an October 26 match against San Jose State because there's a tranny on the San Jose team. The Nevada Athletic Department, however, says the team will play the scheduled match, and the team does not speak for the university. Players do not agree with this decision. So we have a little bit of a fight going on here at the University of Nevada. Who's right?
Well, I think it's sad that players of a sport have decided they don't want to play the sport.
No, they just don't want to go up against a guy pretending to be a woman who's on the team.
Yeah. We've allowed sports to get so spun.
Mm-hmm.
That people don't want to play their sport anymore, or at least that one game.
The team says, we demand that our right to safety and fair competition of the court be upheld. We refuse to participate in any match that advances injustice against female athletes. Why are females constantly being kicked to the curb here in favor of those who want to pretend to be women?
You know, we had this in the Olympics. We've had this with swimming. We've had it with a ton of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Combat sports.
What's it
called? In the Olympics. Yes. Boxing. There were two...
Whooping everybody's ass.
Yeah. They ended up in the final against each other.
I don't remember the outcome. I do remember the controversy. And
if I'm a female that's worked long and hard for years and years at my sport,
mm-hmm.
and all somebody has to do is say, yeah, no, I'm a woman. They've got way more lung capacity, way more bone density, way more muscle mass, this and that. That's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. I wonder where it's going to land.
Well, we'll follow it and see what happens on our next show. But, yeah, since it mentioned San Jose State, I spent a little bit of time there. I wanted to talk about that story. So
this would be interesting is if the girls, you know, if the school demands that they have to go and they have to play, go on the road trip. Enjoy the restaurants, eating out, stay at the hotel, go to the game. And when it's time to serve, just stand there. Do a stand-in protest.
Yeah.
And actually, when they go to serve...
Get out of the way of the ball when it comes?
When they go to serve, just let the ball land and don't play. And it wouldn't take very long.
That would be a great protest.
I would absolutely support that, yeah.
I mean, that video would go viral.
It sure would.
That'd be fun.
So Trump went to work at McDonald's over the weekend, and the left is melting down. I have two opinion pieces here, one pro, one anti. Let's start with the anti first. The headline, Want Fries with Those Lies? Trump Campaign Hijacks McDonald's in Anti-Harris Stunt. This is from USA Today's Rex Hupke. He says, President Donald Trump started the weekend bizarrely telling a rally crowd that the late golf great Arnold Palmer had a large member. Now, this I still have to look up because I heard rumors of this at the rally. I did not... see any video. And he ended it pretending to be a McDonald's worker who doesn't give a hoot about the minimum wage. It was the kind of Saturday Sunday we should expect from a presidential candidate who keeps getting weirder, more petty, and less tethered to reality. Anyway, Hupke goes on to describe Trump at McDonald's as the modern equivalent of Dukakis in the tank. Now, nobody under 30 knows what Dukakis in the tank means.
Are we allowed to say that on the podcast?
Dukakis in the tank? Is that
Dukakis in the tank? Don't you think you've got to clean the tank then?
Well, we have to explain what it is. That's where back in 1988, Michael Dukakis, who was running for president against George Bush, decided to dress up in fatigues, put on a helmet, get in a tank, and ride around in it to show that he was pro-military or something. It sank his campaign. I mean, his campaign was already sinking. That really did him in.
Yeah, he lost in a landslide.
He did. And Mr. Hupke says this is Trump's equivalent of it, but I'm not necessarily sure everybody sees it that way.
No, that's just the bias of the reporter.
Here's the.
I'm watching the video, and he's actually doing.
He's working the drive-through. He's working the fryer, and
yeah, he put on the bib.
The line
working at that the fries.
The line for that McDonald's was huge. Everybody wanted to see him. It was the pro piece here.
Oh, I wish that was around here. I would have so.
Oh, absolutely.
Gone and bought fries. When's the last time you had McDonald's fries?
It's been a while, actually. But the pro Trump opinion, yeah, the pro Trump opinion headline: Trump went to McDonald's and fried Kamala Harris's campaign to a crisp. It has reached the point where no one could break through. And the author of this piece, who I should mention, this is Phil Boas from the Arizona Republic. The presidential election has turned into a blur of cannon fire, with each side shooting so many broadsides that nothing made sense, nothing was discernible. Then Donald Trump went to McDonald's, and boom. The roar was deafening. For a moment, the smoke cleared, the sea stilled, and you can hear the timbers start to split, and the main mast of the Democratic Party was falling.
Love it.
So this is, pro and con. What do we think?
I think it's a great move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doing actual work and a good sport about it.
And a headline from the New York Post: Commander in Beef, Trunk Works Fry Cooker at McDonald's, and MAGA faithful line up to order, quote, "I'll take whatever he gives me."
Wow.
Every pimple-faced 15-year-old who's ever played Call of Duty knows the way to confound a troll is to ignore him. This the Democrats could not do. They screamed and shrieked and caterwauled all day on Sunday.
Well, they are his best marketing. Have you seen some of these Harris presidential commercials? Half the commercial is pictures and videos of Trump. Mm-hmm. And anti-Trump stuff. It's like, well, yeah, but you're giving him more screen time, right? More airtime.
And it's a case of where if you air too many of the other side's quotes, suddenly you're thinking, well, wait a minute, that actually makes sense. Coach, what do you think?
Come on, I'm still of the, and on both sides, the fact that my biggest offense is to throw rocks at you and what you have done, or talk about what I did, mm-hmm, in my previous 4 years, whatever, as opposed to really talking about the upcoming 4 years. It's like, you know, the debates, all the debates were just a complete waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
No one answered any questions. What are you going to do about homelessness? What are you going to do about this? What are you going to do
border,
about
the
that?
Economy?
But, yeah, all of it.
International conflict.
Well, here's what you did. Mm-hmm. You screwed it up when I was president, you know, and that was Trump. Or they say, here's what you did when you were president, here's what we did, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But they never answer the question. Here's what we're going to do. Here, you know, here's why you should vote for me. It's craziness, right? You should vote for me so you don't vote for them, not because you should vote for me.
Right.
Out of my merit.
I understand. So they can't attack this any other way. Am I understanding you correctly? They attack this because this is just Trump playing a game.
Well,
yada yada.
It says here,
and they're not doing
anything. They're trying to devalue it.
Yeah,
they're just,
for sure.
They're trying to make him look.
This
silly
was absolutely a campaign stunt.
Well, of course it was.
Every single thing you do during a campaign is a campaign stunt.
Yeah. The question is it a good one? I think it's a great.
I think it's great. It's like, hey. Here's
I'm for it.
People, I'm here. I'm, you know what? I'm just looking and seeing. Here's the reality of what this looks like.
Yeah.
And I respect that.
He's talking to people one on one, shaking hands. Kamala's not out doing that. She's sitting behind her podium, reading her teleprompter. He's getting involved and mixing with the people.
Yeah.
And that's
Harris has never gone to McDonald's and flip fries.
I mean, anytime you do that, you're rubbing shoulders. That's your job,
right? And he is actually working harder now than I think he did in 2020. Just as far as his campaigning goes. In fact, we had J.D. Vance bartending at a Steelers game, I think it was, where, I don't have it on the list. But, yeah, so Trump was at McDonald's. Vance was pouring beers. You know, they're out working hard and getting involved, and I think it's going to make a big difference in 2 weeks now. The election is officially 2 weeks away as we record this.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Some people can't wait for it to be over.
You know, here's part of this opinion piece. The whole thing was deliciously insane, bizarre in the way that American
America does bizarre. I just don't see it as that bizarre
or insane or weird. They
kind of see it as normal.
They they want to crap all over everything and anything he does, and it just gets entertaining how they blow gaskets every time he wakes up.
I was listening to this thing that Tulsi was talking about on a podcast the other day, where it's like, yeah, you talk about, you know, just like Harris talked about being the czar. Remember that whole thing?
Yeah, the border czar.
I'm the border czar. And the guy said, well, when are you going to go to the border? And she says, I did. And then he says, no, you didn't. And she goes, well, I haven't been to Europe either. Do you remember that?
I do remember.
I mean, that's real. That's, she said that
on
national TV.
I know.
But the fact that she hadn't gone, I mean, just go.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, and don't go. And in a perfect world, you'd go because you really want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Not because you want you and you and you to see that you were there, but that you truly, in your heart of hearts, want to see for yourself.
Exactly.
Not as a stunt. Yeah, I'm so, so wanting these 2 weeks to be over.
It'll go by very quickly.
It's insanity.
It is. And we'll be right back. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with our third segment here, and I wanted to get to something that happened at one of Kamala's rallies and one of Vance's rallies. So you can't
hear... Same thing happened at both.
Yeah, and they both had a completely different reaction. Now, you can't hear the audience member who shouts very well. So basically, they're in the middle of giving a speech, and someone yells out, you know, Christ is King, Jesus is Lord, something like that. But let's hear how they both respond.
I don't think that we've... That's right, Jesus is King. And I don't think that we've seen...
So that's Vance.
That's Vance, yeah. If you couldn't already tell.
Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally.
Wow.
No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
So God's not welcome at their rallies. Okay.
Well, God has never been welcome at their rallies. The Democrats have always, you know, they've had a very strong anti-God agenda. However, most candidates have made the token gesture of at least showing up to their Catholic church or their Episcopalian church or wherever they go. And, you know, the whore of Babylon here is just throwing that out. She's just throwing that out completely.
That escalated quick.
Yeah.
Brian Drake's naked cruelty.
Yeah, baby.
How you really feel. Well, if she wants to ostracize the whole faith community, that's not going to go well for
her. Well, she's already done part of that. She skipped the Al Smith dinner, which is a big Catholic event in New York City, and sent in a video that was, you know, a video appearance that was supposed to be some sort of comedy skit, which was just a cringe-inducing snore. And so she's, you know, she's upset the Catholics. Now she's possibly upsetting the Christians, and, you know, because they're, I don't know how they do so, but a lot of Christians do tend to vote Democrat. She was probably in the middle of a rant about abortion or something, because considering all the women she had behind her screaming as well. And then she's got to, you know, talk down the...
Well, you would think that you want to reach out to the other side for those that are trying to decide who they're going to vote for, or at least make your case so that someone who thinks differently than you has some content to ponder.
The partisan divide is far too great now. Everything has got to be our side, their side. I think it's even a point you've made several times, Coach. It's like that doesn't jive with their side, so they've got to stay consistent in their secular approach to things.
Yeah. Well, it's not that. It's more, let's turn our brains off. Let's just stop thinking. Let's just, you know, we were talking about it earlier. Who's the little robot dude? Wally. Yeah, we won't need our legs anymore. We can get in our little floating lounge chair and, you've seen Wally, yeah?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't seen Wally. So humans no longer use their legs, and everything's automated. It's a cartoon movie. But yeah, let's not think anymore. It's, you know, I was hearing something also that I heard from on that podcast by Tulsi when she was what, speaker of the DNC or the leader of the DNC. Mm-hmm. What was this? A little cute little saying about no matter what, there's a rhyme about
vote blue no matter who.
Is yeah, that what that's what it is. Blue no matter who.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was something they, it was a mantra. This is her words, a mantra that they would say in their meetings.
All right, let me ask this. So at Harris's rally, somebody yells out Jesus is Lord or mm-hmm. Jesus is King or something like that. What bothers you more, her response or the crowd's reaction? Because I...
It's both. It's about the same.
I mean, they both bother me, but the more I think about it, I think I'm more bothered by the crowd's reaction.
Mm-hmm.
That they would just universally blue no matter who and go with it. And Kamala said this to kind of put that guy in his place, and we're all just going to bandwagon on.
And you can't see it.
Dogpile on him.
Yeah, you guys didn't have the video facing you, but she gives this little haughty wave, this little bye-bye, we're taking you out of here kind of wave, and it's just like, if there's a woman who has a punchable face, it's Kamala. And I'm gonna just,
oh, man.
You know, and I know.
You're surly today.
It is. I am. And that's a moment right there. It's like, okay.
We do not promote violence against women.
Yeah. Well, there's one that could have some violence delivered
unless
to her.
Unless they're transgender and they're playing in a women's sport. Then they can do whatever
they want. And
they're boxes. Yeah. Then you can hit women as much as you like.
You know, if I isolate that comment.
You're going to get
you're in a world of trouble.
That's right. No, it's just that their secular approach, they don't want anything to do with God. They want to be able to do their own thing. They can't have God involved in anything because then you can't be a tranny or whatever it else is you want. I mean,
that's their right. I'm not, but again, to basically say you're not welcome here mm-hmm. and, you know, again, I don't know how that has a bearing on anything. And then, again, the crowd's reaction just to support her, I have personal feelings about that because, someday we'll all be taken to account for
mm-hmm.
what it is we do and say. And but, again, how, you know, unless there's a third, again, this is a turning off your brain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go there, be a robot. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, I got a new slogan for them. Harris, okay. No matter how careless.
Okay.
I kind of like it.
That's okay. It's okay. We should.
Okay, let's
work on that, would you?
Yeah, let's change gears here. We got Diddy. He's we didn't get to this last week. His trial is set for May of 2025. Faces racketeering and trafficking charges. Everybody
should be our new bet.
Pretty much knows the background. Okay, let's talk about that. What's the bet going to be? Does he make it that far,
you take the over under? Whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a long way out.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You can go the long game. Well, you just be a bigger bet.
You're just waiting for.
I don't mean the bet. I mean May is a long time for him to survive.
Yeah. So who wants to bet that he lives that long? Who wants to bet that something might happen in the meantime?
So over under.
Man,
over is that he lives. Under is that he doesn't.
So if I take the under, that means he won't make it to May.
He won't make it to May.
I don't know. I never want to bet on the demise of another person. That sounds just dark and wicked, but I am truly torn. That's really hard to guess, to predict. I'll take the over.
So you'll think he'll live?
I just want him to live.
Okay. I'm going to make notes because this is
what are you coach?
Now, you've already said you don't think he's going to make it that far.
Yeah, just because I said that doesn't mean that's the...
When you have to bet on it.
Yeah, I got to think about it a little bit more.
And then he hasn't even paid for the last bet yet.
He hasn't paid for the last bet yet. So,
he can't be in the part of the bet until he pays off the last one.
Well, if you guys would show up, I mean, that's fine. You know, and I could have brought him today, and then Ziggy would have missed out.
Scott's third T today stands for take responsibility. Pay off your debts, man. What's up, coach? Is this what you coach your players?
Let me tell you what. I'm going to bring them, and if somebody's not here, they miss out. That'll be that.
Sounds fine to me. All right. Because I'm always here. So.
Yeah, it'll be more for us.
Over under. May 25. Oh, by the way, and when we say Diddy, we're supposed to follow it with, yes, he did.
Yeah.
What do you think? Over under?
Over.
Oh, you're going to, well, see, now we're not betting against each other.
So, okay, so you think he's going to survive?
I think he's going to make it.
Okay, I'm thinking he's going to get Epstein'd.
So you're taking the under?
I'm taking, yeah.
All right, we'll have to get Ziggy in on this and see which side he takes.
We can ask him next week. All right, so I have, I'm going to save this as the Diddy bet.
Yes, he did.
All right, so now everyone is on record. And we will see what happens. By the way, just I have to mention this because I forgot to, the Trump rap of Gangster's Paradise at the opening of the show. I got that from Astro Docs on YouTube, if you want to go look it up for yourself. And what else do we want to talk about here?
Well, we got the governor, right?
Oh, that's right. Pennsylvania.
He's all upset because Elon Musk has
Mr. Shapiro
been giving away free money.
Let's go to the audio on this one because, you know, Elon's doing some appearances by proxy. You know, he's a Trump supporter. So
he's doing a lot of appearances.
He's doing a lot. So, and he's giving away some money if you sign with his PAC or something. Let's
get sign with his PAC or register to vote.
I forget. I think it's. Yeah. Okay. So Musk says he'll give $1 million to a voter who has signed his super PAC's petition in favor of free speech and the right to bear arms. Mr. Shapiro says that is deeply concerning. Let's hear more.
Governor, let me ask you about a development we learned about overnight. Elon Musk says he will be giving away $1 million every day to random voters who sign his super PAC's petition. You are a former attorney general. Is this legal?
I think there are real questions with how he is spending money in this race, how the dark money is flowing, not just into Pennsylvania, but apparently now into the pockets of Pennsylvanians. That is deeply concerning. Look, Musk obviously has a right to be able to express his views. He's made it very, very clear that he supports Donald Trump. Obviously we have a difference of opinion. I don't deny him that right. But when you start flowing this kind of money into politics, I think it raises serious questions that folks may want to take a look at.
So you think it might not be legal?
And that is...
Who is this idiot?
No, does he ever answer the question? Because the question is it legal? And he never answers
it. Who is this idiot?
Josh Shapiro, governor of Pennsylvania, who probably should have been Harris's pick for VP, by the way. This is on Meet the Press. Let's finish the clip. It's only another few seconds.
Legal, yes or no?
I think it's something that law enforcement could take a look at. I'm not the attorney general anymore of Pennsylvania. I'm the governor. But it does raise some serious questions.
Like
governor,
what?
Let me ask.
Like what?
Well, he's supporting.
I can give my money away to whoever I feel like it.
Right.
Well, the dark money is flowing.
Yeah.
Well, this governor just affirmed Elon's right to speak his opinions, so that's not illegal. And then all he said about whether was it illegal to give money away to people was, well, there's serious questions or law enforcement should look into it. But, so he never answered the question.
No, and it goes back to what you said earlier.
And if he was the attorney general, he should certainly know whether or not that was illegal or not and be able to answer that question.
But it's like you said about the debates earlier, Coach, where they didn't answer any questions at all. They just obloviated. This is another case of where, they make a statement that something needs to be investigated, but they won't commit to.
Say that word again?
Obloviating. You're just shooting your mouth off. You're talking and stuff.
I want to know, like if I tell Coach, I say, Coach, if you will say that you hate soccer, I will give you $5. And you say, I hate soccer. And I give you $5. Is that illegal?
Sure, shouldn't be.
I mean, it's my money.
For $5.
Right? And you got freedom of speech.
You'd have to be more than that.
I think the problem is they're upset with Elon given money to promote Trump's side of the election, which is what everyone does in elections. And it's not election money.
It's his own money. Yeah.
It's his own money.
I've also said for years, I think you should not be able to spend a penny on elections All your airtime should be free, 100%. It should be paid for by the people, and you get as much as no more
are
and
you
no
raising
less.
My, are you raising my taxes? I got to pay for this now?
I would pay for that.
Like and half my money's going to go to Harris getting free time on the airways?
No.
Yeah, no. She can say whatever.
Everybody no, the gets
taxpayers the same have to pay for it?
This would actually allow for third parties, other people getting the same platform that everybody gets.
Mm-hmm.
And well, you, I can and declare you be, myself a presidential candidate and then I get free time?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. I mean, there would have to be some. No, there would have to be some. There would have to be some qualification. But
I'm out.
Oh, I would take so much advantage. Of that.
Yeah, but they wouldn't let you in. I'm sorry. You would not pass muster. You have to pass muster, whatever that looks like.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah. Who's going to decide muster? You?
No. Absolutely oh. not. Absolutely All right. not.
Will well, you say you hate soccer if I gave you $5?
No.
$20.
No.
What would it cost?
I don't know. Keep going.
$100.
Get out your wallet. All right, say that for $100, sure.
Okay, you guys
because you like the $100.
Yeah,
you guys
and
can discuss
right after you say yeah, you okay. don't you hate soccer. You say I didn't mean it, but
that
you
gotta
give me
$100. I got $100.
All right, we're up on a break. You guys can discuss this more during the commercials.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. We have four idiots who think they're funny. Be on the lookout for Drake and Scott and their associates, Ziggy and Coach. Consider them boring and distasteful. More at 11.
Jeez.
Wow, the naked cruelties.
I didn't think that one was that bad.
That was pretty bad.
That was like, my goodness, that was a little.
You pointed the gun
at
yourself.
I know. What was I thinking when I typed that into the AI machine?
Oh.
All right, so it's Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach. No Ziggy today. We are on our last segment here, and we got to do the post-game wrap-up, Coach's Corner, and Brian Drake's encouraging words. So why don't we start with you, Scott?
Post-game report today brought to you by Showing Up.
All right.
We have this controversy because one candidate showed up and worked at the fast food place and the other candidate hasn't shown up. And then we got the border where one's shown up and the other one hasn't shown up. And we got the fundraising thing for Al Smith, where one showed up and the other one didn't show up. And this made me think, like, if you're going to be a part of something, then show up, participate. If you're gonna be on a team, show up, go to practice. Don't skip things just because you can. If you're going to have a job, show up at work. If you're going to be part of a church, show up. If you're not going to show up, then believe yourself and step away.
All right.
I don't know.
I like it.
Makes sense to me.
Okay.
I like it. What is our coach's corner for today?
Short and sweet.
All right.
Be sure to taste your words before you spit them out.
Uh-oh.
Ew.
So that would require thinking before you speak, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have a filter. I really like that one, especially considering the current, current company.
The source?
Yeah.
All right. Time for Brian Drake's encouraging words. And I face the problem of too many choices and having a hard time making up my mind which one I want to do here.
A little late for that.
Yeah. You know what? There's one I'm actually going to erase entirely because it's kind of generic and everybody's heard it before, so I'm not going to do that one. Remember, always be optimistic. Nobody can ruin your day because you're probably going to ruin it yourself. Go in Christ.
My goodness.
We gotta rename his segment.
No, it's perfect.
We might have to preview him.
No,
and then censor him.
We still don't have a mute button. You and I.
Yeah, no, we don't.
No, I've
we
got
don't
all
have
the,
any. Buttons
there's me. Zero buttons.
See, he just.
I've got all the mute buttons here. I can.
He's over here muting me.
Cut our mics anytime he wants.
Yeah, sure. We need to get a little remote button section for you and me.
You know, really, he should give us buttons and be optimistic. But we should have buttons, right?
Yeah.
Take your own advice there, buddy.
Yeah, I agree.
Good being with you guys.
Yeah, Drake and Scott with Ziggy
Y'all
and Coach.
Be good to each other.
See you next week.
We'll see you next week for sure. Hopefully with Ziggy so we can finish off this.
Find out how his
here.
Taylor Swift puzzle
well,
went.
We'll find out that, yeah, but then he'll have his dad jokes to kind of alleviate the Brian Drake's positive thoughts or encouraging thoughts or whatever it is we call it.
Not
or the,
we.
Or the
it's
under,
not we.
It's, or it's the... Under, or it's the the unabashed naked cruelty.
All right. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Throw your hat in the air, Mary.